Okay, recording is going, and we've got about another minute for introductions. If you hadn't had a chance to introduce yourself, please do so at this time.
Tooney Hunt, Mena, Arkansas.
Hey, Tooney, welcome.
Thanks.
Holding down the fort in Mena.
Oh, yeah.
love it. That time, anybody else not have a chance to introduce yourself, would love to have you hear who you are and where you're calling from. Okay, fabulous. We got one or two more seconds here for you to introduce yourself, first name and the city you're calling from.
Hey, Kim, it's Carol in Colorado Springs.
Hey, welcome, Carol. Going to see you next week.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yay.
Carol, you on?
Yes.
All right. Well, now we can listen.
All right, fantastic. Hey, great to have everybody on. We're going to get started here. It's right up at the top of the hour, 8 p.m., in Allen, Texas. This is Tim Darnielle. Great to be with you tonight, sharing some really fun stories with you about how the team is developing. And one involves a gal that's been with me about, I think she may have been the second person I enrolled at Isagenics. Her name is Michelle Mason. We've been friends for a long, long time. And when I called her up about Isagenics, she was in immediately and enrolled right there on the spot. You'll have people do that in your life. And so some of you wonder if that could ever happen. It does happen. And that was a real smart move on her part, because she is, I put her on our right side, and that side has gone absolutely ballistic and has been ballistic for, gosh, good 6 years right now. Namely, Bobby and Michelle Schaefer coming on board was just a big event for everybody on that right team. So Michelle is at the very top of that team. She's got 21,000 plus people on her right side, so she is set. For those of you that know what a cycle is when you have 600 BV, that's business volume, on one team, and 300 BV on the other team. Well, her hardest, the hardest one to come up with, obviously, is the 600. That's double the other side. So if those are all taken care of, then it leaves you to work the weak side or the pay side, whatever you want to call it. Minor team, a lot of different words for it, but focus team, a lot of people call it. You can focus on that, and every time you do 300 BV on that side, you're going to cycle, which is a big deal. And so Michelle has stuck this thing out. She's been using the product. She's been a consultant for a long, long time, for six-plus years, a paid-as consultant for six-plus years. So her timing was great getting involved in the system. And I tell people when I'm talking with them as prospects, I tell them stories like this. I say, you know, one thing you need to understand about our business here and our opportunity, it's multifaceted, meaning the products are huge. They're unbelievable products. They are results-oriented. They're fairly priced. You're going to save money by being on our products, and your life is going to change. Your energy level is going to go up through the roof. All kind of great things are going to happen. You're going to lose weight. You're going to feel more athletic. You're going to sleep better. Your cognition goes up. There's just so many benefits of being on these products and eating correctly for the first time in a long, long time. So that's one thing. The other thing is our compensation plan, a big, big deal, a genius compensation plan. I gave myself the luxury of going into isagenicsbusiness.com and listening to Jim Coover, who is the co-founder of the business, go through the compensation plan again. And I picked up all kind of verbiage from him, perspectives, stories, and so just real good to be able to do that. You can go in isagenicsbusiness.com and find some of the greatest trainings from some of our top leaders in there that will really help you with your understanding of the business. And understanding is a pretty important thing when it comes to business. You really want to have a good, strong understanding and not be held back by ignorance or lack of understanding. I'm not saying that in a demeaning way. So anyway, Michelle's timing was great. She trusted me, and it was a good thing she did. She came in quickly, and the other people on the line right now that did that same thing are the Reese's, and they came in pretty quickly. And so the other thing beyond the products and then beyond the compensation plan is positioning. Positioning is so important. And so the sooner you position yourself, the better. It's just how this business works. And, sometimes I feel like, well, they think I'm trying to coerce them into getting in now and rushing them into it. But what I know is that if you get in now, you're probably going to have growth that occurs underneath you, and you don't want to miss that growth. You want to take advantage of all the growth, the spillover that comes into your team. If you don't understand that, please give me a call. My number is 469-667-3444. Spillover is a remarkable thing. And if you're with an active upline, you're probably going to have that. So anyway, Michelle has improved over the years. Her knowledge of the business is great. It's better than it ever has been. Her posture and her poise and her confidence has been growing all the time. And she'll be the first to tell you she was pretty much lacking in those areas. And we've worked on that, mainly her confidence, is to get that confidence up. And so confidence is so important. If you're building a team and you're inviting people to join you, your confidence will show. Your lack of confidence or your full of confidence, height of confidence will show. And so you want to come across as a confident person, as a leader. And so she's been improving this all the time. So some crazy life events that happened to her family-wise are now behind her for the most part. And then something else. Her job is signaling that there's going to be a layoff. Now, this just happened this week. And so here's God's timing. More great timing. Out of the blue, a man Googles Isagenics Denver. And guess whose name comes up? Michelle's name came up. And so he emailed her to ask about Isagenics. He'd been looking at it for about a year and a half, and he already knows the comp plan better than many who have been with me for years. And so he has done his due diligence. He studied. He actually watched that video by Jim Coover of the comp plan. So Michelle calls him in response to his email and then gets me on a three-way call yesterday morning. I was at the Toyota dealership in McKinney, Texas, getting Kathy's car serviced. And so we had a great three-way call. It was a wonderful call. We spent about 45 minutes together, maybe a little bit longer, and then arranged for him to call me at 3 in the afternoon to get enrolled in the business. And so Michelle was real excited about that. She hadn't had just a whole lot of success on that left team yet, and part of that has to do with the fact that she simply needed to develop herself into the type of person that people would call and people would follow. The other thing that's happening maturation-wise is the fact that he called her. That means that her name has been in Google long enough for it to start becoming relevant on a Google search. And you can't do that if you just get involved in the business and you've been involved for 2 or 3 weeks. That, you know, Google doesn't respect that. It respects tenure. Is part of the way that Google comes up with the match there. And so Michelle's been involved long enough. You know, Jay Bennett always says, and I remember when I was a catcher in Little League, the umpire behind me became real good friends. I was 12 years old, and his name was Thad. He was the umpire, and I was the catcher, so we were always talking. And he said, "Tim, I'm going to tell you one of the greatest things that you can ever learn in life." I said, "Man, what is that, Thad?" And I'm emulating my 12-year-old voice here. He said, "Winners never quit, quitters never win." And I've never forgotten that. He was the first guy to tell me that. That's a well-worn phrase, but it's something that people have never heard or they don't pay attention to. And people quit a lot in life, and it's to their own detriment that they do that. So Michelle has not quit. She's hung in there. She's had many disappointing times. And so here's what happened with this guy. He calls back. He calls me at 3 o'clock in the afternoon like we'd planned. And I mean, it was right on the minute, on the button of 3 o'clock. And that's one thing, another lesson to learn from this. I encourage you, when you say a time with somebody, you schedule an event. Look at your computer clock or your cellular clock and follow that. That's the atomic clock right there. And you will be exactly on time. You'll know exactly when you're supposed to call. Don't be a procrastinator and you got a 3 o'clock appointment and you call it 3:12. That just doesn't work. And so that's really hard for me when somebody does that in my schedule and you don't call exactly on time. Well, you know, that's just wasted time for me. I'm sitting around twiddling my thumbs waiting on you to get on the call. So good business people are punctual. They look at the clock and they know exactly when to call. They look at their calendar and they're just organized on that thing. So He said there's been a problem come up. He said, I'm real interested in enrolling here. He said, but I found out that my wife has been talking to a friend about Isagenix for about a year and a half, over a year at least. And I said, okay. I said, well, that's great. Who is it, by the way? Is it somebody I might know? And he knew the name of the first, the friend, let's say the enroller of the friend. And he said, I think she's top 10 in the company. And he said, her name's Dana. That didn't ring a bell with me, and I need to go in and check, you know, some of the lists there. But anyway, I said, well, that's fantastic. I said, let me give you something that you might want to think about as you're contemplating that. And that is, if somebody's in the top 10, that means they really know what they're doing. They've really done a lot of work to get there, and I mean a lot of work. And, but I said also, the other thing you want to check on is that person still working, because when you're in the top 10, you're making so much money that you may not be real active. And they, you know, they probably are, but you need to find that out, because the other thing, you got product, you got compensation plan, you got position, and then you've got to understand who your upline is and what the relationship with that upline is going to be. And he said, yeah, I get that, and I appreciate that advice. He said, the other thing I want to ask you is, what is a mega cycle? What is a mega cycle or a super cycle? And it's a question about the comp plan. So here's your homework, is for you to go to isagenixbusiness.com. If you don't know the answer to that, I want you to research that question at isagenixbusiness.com so you'll know the answer if that ever comes up. Well, frankly, I haven't even heard that term for probably 3 years, and I am thick into the Isagenix business. I mean, I'm in this every single day, and I'm all over the place on the web and talking with people all day long. So it really was an obscure question. I said, you know, to be honest with you, I hadn't even thought about that in, gosh, years. It's just something that doesn't come up. But I'm going to find out and make sure I tell you right, and I'll text you, or yeah, I'll text you back the answer on that. And so I did. I wanted to make sure that I remembered exactly what that was and why it was and how it worked and that kind of thing. And so I sent him a text back and didn't hear from him. And so I figured, and then Michelle called, and she said, did David call you? And I said, yes, he called me, and he alerted me. And she said, yeah, he had texted me about this very same situation with his wife, knowing somebody in Isagenix, and they just felt like it would be sort of a betrayal if they went with somebody else. I said, well, that's great. So anyway, I contacted him about that. I sent back that answer on the mega cycle, and then I put my name in there to make sure, because he probably didn't have my name in his contact list to know who was talking to him. And then I also, I told him that before that, after the call, I had texted him to say that product shipping was free on July 4th. It had just come up, and I just wanted to let you know, if you're coming in today, whether it's with that other couple or with Michelle, just to let you know that this would be a good day to do it. You got product has come up. Product shipping cost has been alleviated today. And so anyway, he texted me back about 3 hours later. He said, you know, this is a little frustrating. I said, what's frustrating? He said, well, they told me they were going to call me, and they still haven't called me yet. Well, it's been like 2 days now. And so I knew in the back of my mind that the thing to do here was not to be argumentative, not to debate, certainly not to denigrate that other person who might be their sponsor, but it was just to stay in contact, because I knew that a lot of times somebody would contact people about Isagenix, and they just don't follow through. They don't come back and follow through. And so I just said to him, I said, I certainly understand that frustration. That's all I said. So this is still it's up in the air as to what's going to happen with this guy. But the one thing that is going to happen is I'm going to stay in contact with him and drip on him just a message here or there. I'll probably go into ISA Sales Tools and send him a video. Or, you know, just something to get, just to stay in touch, keep those exposures going. This guy has a lot of moxie about him. He's got great posture. He's real good on the phone, and he has network marketing experience. And so there's so many lessons to be learned by this interaction right now. Will we get him or not? I feel sort of positive that we will, because he and I got along really, really well. And so keep that in mind here. I'm going to talk about some things that you can do, that we can do, that I do, and many of the leaders that are on this call right now or will listen to the recording a little bit later on. These are things we do on a regular basis. If you're brand new to the business, these are things that a lot of people, we teach you how to do this, but a lot of people don't do these things, and some of them quit because they're not seeing any kind of response or growth or that kind of thing, and they haven't done the basis. So let's talk about five things real quickly here, and you want to write these down, you want to take these notes, and you want to stew on this. You want to think about this as time goes on, because these things, if you will do these things, this is what will help you thrive in this business. You will build a successful team here. Now, there's some personal growth that has to take place, like with Michelle's case and my case, and things that we've got to improve on. And every person listening to my voice, you've got things that you can improve on, and that's why I think it's real important. I don't think it's real important. I know it's real important to be involved in personal development in the form of podcasts, in the form of books, in the form of a live event. So let's talk about these five things real quick. Number one, be the best customer of as many products as you possibly can, which, by the way, would be all the products. I have people that have been with me for years and don't know that we carry X product or certain products. Folks, a great way to find out what our product is go to isaproduct.com. There's an electronic PDF version of our product catalog, which is probably one of the nicest catalogs you have ever seen in your life. If you can't get excited about Isagenix products after reading this catalog and spending some time in there, you're probably not right for this company. And so it is so, so well done, just like everything else at Isagenix is perfectly done. I'm telling you, just every time I turn around, I pull back a layer of the onion, you'll do the same thing. If you're new, you're going to go, man, it's even better than I thought it was. Man, it's even better than I thought it was. That's going to happen over and over and over again to you with your Isagenix journey. Number one, be the best customer of as many products as you possibly can, which, by the way, would be all the products. They're all fantastic. And why is that? Because they have results. They work. Number two, create a written prospect list, a written prospect list of 250 names. This is a live document, meaning that you're going through and you're getting some response, you're getting some bad response, some no's, that kind of thing. But this is where you build your business, is with this list. And so many people will not create a written prospect list, written in your handwriting, not on a word processor, but in your handwriting. There's something absolutely magical about doing that. It works. 250 names. And by the way, if that sounds like a lot of names, you know a whole lot more people than that. It's just a new process drawing out the names that you need to know. And do not pre-qualify, do not prejudge, get their name on the list. And then what I do with people, a brand new person, is let's go through the 250 names, let's pull out the top 10, and let's make it our agenda to contact them this week and to get in dialogue with these people, have a conversation with these people. And so, like I say, it's a live document. It's always changing. You're deleting people from that list. You're adding people to the list. I am still adding people. This morning, I've got my lawn boy who comes over and does our lawn once a week, does a great job. He does in about 7 minutes what would take me 4 hours to do, and does a better job. I've got better things to do than go work on a lawn, I can just tell you right now. Much more profitable things, namely contacting people. I could not believe it that I had not put Emmanuel's name on my list. So this morning, after he got through, he comes and knocks on the door. I give him this $25. By the way, that's the best $25 ever spent in life. And gave him my business card. I said, Emmanuel, you've got family in Mexico, don't you? He said, yes. And I had never heard of the town before. He said, do you have business in that town? I said, yes. I have no clue where that is. It doesn't really matter because we are live in Mexico. And pretty good business done in Mexico. So here's a guy that mows. I asked him right at first, I said, how many more lawns do you have to do today? And, man, it is hot in Texas right now. He said, about 15 more. And I'm going, man, I can't believe that. The stamina and the energy and the, you know, the sweat and the just it's a dirty job, dusty a lot of times, you know, and that kind of thing. But anyway, I said, I want you to go to this website and take a look at our opportunity here. I need some contacts in your area. And so he said, yeah, sure, I'll do that. Well, you know, I have no idea where that will go, but the point of the matter is I didn't have his name on a list. I see the guy all the time. I'm going, Tim, what are you thinking? What are you not thinking? And so who knows, man? It's just a shot in the dark. He's not real educated. He does have his high school degree, I think, but he's a really nice guy. And so he's got our card, and we'll talk again as time goes on. I'll bet he does go to the website, and I'll bet he does take a look at what we're doing here. So several of those 250 names, they're going to join you, and your team is going to start. It's going to start evolving. It's going to start growing, and you're going to have some people that you probably or possibly could never have talked to the rest of your life. Now they're going to become some of your best friends. You're going to get reacquainted, and you're giving them the gift of life with these products and the gift of financial health with the opportunity. All right, so that's two, create a written prospect list, 250 names. Number three is to attend the major event coming up in Nashville, August 4th through 7th. And that is going to be fabulous. We've got all kind of people flying in, driving in, and it's going to be a super exciting event. We've got a brand-new product line, not a product launch, which is what we've had at other events. We've got a product line launch that's going to happen. I was just reading through the top 100 in direct selling news. I was going through that this morning. And it's real interesting what's emerging right now as far as international business in the direct selling world that we're in. 25%, one out of four of the top direct selling companies in the top 100 are Chinese. And I mean, I was flabbergasted. I've seen maybe one Chinese company. They are growing like crazy in direct sales, in network marketing. And so that is something to consider that, for instance, we're about to go into South Korea, opening up in South Korea. South Korea is one of the very top network marketing companies in the countries in the world. And one thing about South Korea that's very different, especially from the United States, is that when somebody gets involved in a network marketing company in South Korea, they are much more likely to go full-time than in the United States. In the United States, most people are very, very part-time. They don't go full-time. And so they're, you know, mediocre producers. But there, they spend their entire day and night putting a network marketing program together. So it is a very entrepreneurially ripe country. And so that's just part of what's going to happen at Celebration. If you want to get more information about Celebration, go to isogenicscelebration.com, isogenicscelebration.com, or you can go to isogenicsevents.com. Either way, you'll get to the same location right there. Attend the major events. The decision to go to a major event is absolutely crucial for success in our business. The same energy, the same expense that it takes to get to that event is the same energy, same decision, same expense that it costs to build this business. And when you deny that, you're just saying no to your business is what you're doing. So get to that event. If you need help with that, give me a call, 469-667-3444. We're going to have a team event on August 6th, the evening of August the 6th in Nashville. So that's going to be at the hotel that Kathy and I are staying at. So we'll get you more information about that. It's the Wingate, and I think it's a Wyndham Wingate, W-I-N-G-A-T-E, I think is what it is. Number four, book three-way calls with me and other leaders at Team Freedom. It can be somebody cross-line to you, it can be somebody upline to you, or even downline to you. It doesn't really matter. But get good at these three-way calls. Some of you are very good at it. It is incredibly effective. Michelle was savvy enough to know that to get me on the line, and I'm telling you, that would be all the difference in this guy coming on or not coming on. If she had not put me on that line, I promise you that would have been a lost, good, good prospect right there because of the circumstances that emerged immediately after that three-way call. And we still may not get him, but we've given it the college effort there like nobody's business. So, all right, so number one, be the best customer of as many products as you possibly can. Number two, create a written prospect list in your own handwriting, 250 names. Number three, attend the major event coming up in Nashville. Do not rationalize your way out of that. It's easy to do, easy to rationalize your way out of it. Number four, book three-way calls with me and other leaders at Team Freedom. And number five and final is to book your own SIP and samples. Put your own event in your calendar, and I'm telling you, great things will happen. You'll start doing things about that event, inviting to that event that you would not do otherwise. It'll be fun. If you need brushing up on how to do a SIP and sample event, it's simple, simple, simple. And not to put too many SIPs and SIMs in there, but I can help you with that. In fact, I do a lot of SIP and samples over FaceTime or Skype, either way. And I can be at your SIP and sample virtually, or I can be there live. I do a lot of live SIP and samples as well, and I'll be glad to do that for you. But getting events into your calendar is a huge, huge. Most of the major leaders, they always point to that being the way they got their business going, got it started, got it exploding. And you start with just a handful of people, then they start inviting people to a subsequent SIP and sample, and great, great things will happen for you. So those five things are so important, and I'm going to add just a few things that you need to do. So, or just a comment here about what we're talking about tonight. Everything that you're taught to do, what we talked about on tonight's call, other things that you'll hear to do, you can do those things. There's not a one of those things that's difficult. And now here's what I know. Some of you will and some of you won't. And the difference is your motivation. You've got to be teachable and coachable. I have people that I've personally enrolled in here that are completely non-teachable, non-coachable. Then I have other people that are completely teachable and coachable, and they're the ones I put my money on. They're the ones that are going to make this thing happen. So the difference in whether you do these things or not is your motivation. So you need to figure out how to stay motivated. Again, that's in getting books, motivational books. I personally love Jim Rohn, R-O-H-N. I'm about to lose my voice here. Jim Rohn, Brian Tracy is fantastic. Tony Robbins, obviously a great motivator. Zig Ziglar. Wayne Dyer is a phenomenal motivator, and it's really understanding about who you are and how to make things happen and why you're not making things and making things happen and how you can make things happen. So here's what you're going to need amidst all of that. You're going to need a strong sense of self. That means you're going to need a strong self-image, and it will get stronger as time goes on. When people tell you no and you get disappointed or frustrated, you better have a strong self-image during that time. Like this guy, you know, I was real excited for Michelle because this would be on her pay side, and this would be a great – this one guy coming in could literally change her life financially. I mean absolutely shake her financial self up in a great positive way. And so when he comes up with some, you know, reason why he may not do it, it didn't bother me at all because I've been through this so many times that you learn how to develop that strong self-image. And Michelle handled it real well as well. I was just so proud of the way she handled that. And so you've got to be in control of your emotions, and that may be the hardest aspect of this business. And the one thing you have to master is your emotions. You can't get too high. You can't get too low. You need to maintain an above average level of energy. You need to write that down, above average level of energy, and that's the way you attract others. Here's the phrase that stuck with me. I read a book called The Art of War. Many of you have read it. Some of you have not. It's by Sun Tzu. He's Chinese, and it goes back centuries ago. It's a real old book. He says one thing in there. It's a three-word sentence. He says, energy is influence. Energy is influence. And I want you to write that down. I want you to understand that. It is so important. If you go about your business blasé and you got very little energy and you're monotone in your vocals and you're not using exciting words, exciting vision casting and that kind of thing, people are just going to go, well, what are you doing? You're just selling. And they're just not going to respond to it. Leaders have a high level of energy, and they look for openings, and they and look to add to that names list all the time. Emmanuel got put on my names list today. And so this could change his life. If he gets excited about this and understands it, goes to work, tells his family about it, in Mexico, tells people that he knows here in the United States about it, it could be a game changer for Emmanuel or anybody that fits that description. Lastly, when you figure out how to get rid of your own personally created excuses, I'll write that down, personally created excuses, the heavens are going to open up for you in a way that you have never thought possible. And so identify yourself, be introspective, identify your excuses, and go, why am I thinking that way? I should not be thinking that way. I am making that up. That's my own thought process there that's standing in my own way. So anyway, with those thoughts right there, I'd love for you to open your line, get it off of mute, and love to have some responses, comments, questions on what we talked about tonight. I love my team. I love each and every one of you guys, and I want you to become very successful here. The greatest thing that can happen to me is that you really take this business seriously and that you become successful. Who would like to step out and be the first one to say something?
Hey, I'm Rick.
Hey, Rick, thanks for stepping out, brother.
Hey, man, this is just right on. Everything you said just is awesome, and I believe that we can go beyond what we can imagine if we can keep that vision in front of us, you know. And so you do a good, great job of holding that vision before us. We appreciate it.
Well, you guys are experiencing some real good growth in your business, and it's just I love seeing that. I mean, I could not ask for anything better, and it's just so exciting to me. I'd rather see you make more money than me than me make more money than you. And it's right there at your grasp. You guys have got it. You've been diligent. You've been consistent. You've been learning as time goes on. Your posture gets better and better. And so I appreciate those kind words, Rick. Thank you so much. We got time for one or two more. Who else would like to say something on the call here?
Hey, Tim. It's Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. Come on out.
Hey. Yeah, this is just a great call. I just, you know, I think it, like Rick said, if we could just keep the vision in front of us and remember that all of this is so doable. I mean, you know, it's just, I need to hear this over and over again, it seems like. And I just, you know, need to pull out my 250 names I did a while back, and just I want to also get with you and talk to you about Nashville. And you know, there are some of the products I'm very familiar with, but I don't use them as much as I should, and that's going to change. I mean, I've ordered them, I've got them. It's just, you know, some of the workout stuff I don't use as much as I should, and I need to pull those out and even give them out as samples.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I tell you what, you take the amp power. You have to work out. You don't have a choice. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Well, and I've heard some great things about the heart addition, you know, that you the powder that's for the heart. That is phenomenal. And I'm working on that for sure.
Well, that everybody should be taking that product. It doesn't change the taste of your shake, and it absolutely clinically proven will improve your metrics, especially with cholesterol, triglycerides, A1C. All of those important metrics will change. It even happened with Kathy Cooper. I mean, she was given a testimonial about her metrics. So that's great. Well, Debbie, I love you, and you've got a good team on your left side. So you have got some things going on there. We just need to capitalize on that and just do these simple things.
Exactly. It's a doable thing for sure.
It is. Thank you for stepping up. We got time for one more. Who else is going to step up?
Hey, Tim, it's Roseanne.
Roseanne, I knew you'd get up on here. Come on now.
I tell you, I'm so impressed with the team because it used to be I'd just hop right on out and nobody would talk. But now it's like I have to really get aggressive. Well, not aggressive, assertive to really get out there. So thanks for letting me share.
Absolutely.
You know, you just shared. Go ahead, Tim.
No, I'm saying I'm so glad to hear you because you're so articulate, and I love hearing from you.
Oh, thank you so much, and I love sharing, and I love listening, and you shared some really great things here, and I've written it all down, and you know, it's interesting because going through, just got my office set up this week, went out and bought a desk, and you know, it's crazy to be so excited about setting up a room in your home, but this is where I'm going to be living now, is in this little office right here in my home. But as I go through these boxes and I'm going through, you know, years of notes, and what's interesting is it's the same notes. It's so interesting because it's like this doesn't change. How much simpler can any kind of a business be when it's so repetitious that you take notes for years and it's this, you know, you may have changed the verbiage a little bit, but it's the same thing. And all we have to do is learn the steps and we'll be successful. And I want to talk for a moment about Michelle, because to me, this is an incredible story that everybody really, really needs to think about, because, you know, for some of us, we come into network marketing, and maybe we don't just, you know, poof, become a millionaire or six-figure earner, but it's so simple to, you know, use 100 BV, $150, $200 worth of products every single month. We have our own little store right at our fingertips that has everything, that, you know, basically a lot of things that we just go to a store and purchase, and we don't have to step outside our home. So to me, it's no excuse, getting rid of excuses anyway. To me, there is no excuse for anything anymore, but you know, there's no excuse for not ordering 100 BV a month. And the nice thing is that when we do that, and I've had this conversation with several people this past week, is that I have a customer who just is never going to do the business. She's very, very shy, but she has never, ever missed a month ordering her products. And I called her one day, and I said, Karen, do you know you have $3,000 laying on the table? And we signed up two people for her. She got her husband and her daughter involved. How simple is that? And the company paid her over $3,000 just for using our products. And when we talk about Michelle, what's so thrilling about that is she's taken time to grow herself, which we all need to do. And then, you know, somebody calls her, and whether or not this guy comes in, I mean, the point is she's got one leg that's probably pretty blown out, and it's just a matter of finding that right person. We never know when that person's going to show up in our lives and supply us with all the financial freedom we've been praying for. And along the way, we are helping so many people to get their lives back, to get healthy, and help them to be financially free. I love this company. I love the products. I'm such a believer. And I'm going to encourage everybody, if your belief is not where it needs to be, you have just got to grow that, because this is the most financially stable product-based company I've ever come across in my whole life. And at 72 years old and being in the business for a while, I'm more excited than I've ever been in my life. So anyway, I just wanted to say that. Thanks so much for letting me share.
I appreciate that, Roseanne. Now you can start the business because you couldn't start until you're 72, because that's when Jimmy the Butcher Smith started his business.
That's 72. Right.
So you're eligible now. Oh, dig this now. I just pulled up while I was listening to your good stuff there. I just pulled up Michelle's site. On her Wright sales team, she's got 23,232,388 BV sitting there stored in her bank on her Wright team.
Mm-hmm. It's blown out. What an incredibly smart woman.
Yep. And here it could come to fruition. And if it doesn't now, it will later.
Yep.
So it's just a matter of hanging in there. Hey, guys, thank you so much. Rick, I appreciate you coming out on the call there. Debbie, thank you so much for your good words, and Roseanne, good stuff from all of you. I could get everybody on this team to talk, and it would be great, great stuff. But anyway, thank you for being on this call. I love you. So excited to see you in Nashville coming up about a month from now. And it's going to be a great, great time. We'll let you know about our meeting after the meeting on the 6th, and that'll be at the Wingate Wyndham right there. So supposed to be a pretty nice hotel. Anyway, guys, you guys have a great night. This will be recorded, and I'll let you know on Team Freedom. That's where all of our information is, Team Freedom. If you ever have a question about anything, go to Facebook, Team Freedom, and you'll get that information. Call numbers, times, events, just everything. So you guys have a great night. Talk soon.
Thank you, Tim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Tim. Great call.
Carol, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I think the call is over. You got to hear it all right.
Oh, yeah. He was good.
Yes, he is. In fact, he's been in Wichita. He was in Wichita about a few months ago. We had a meeting with him. That was before I knew you. Otherwise, it would have been.
Wow.
So he's a fantastic millionaire. Lives in Texas, and so we'll see him again, I'm sure. So yeah.
He's a millionaire, then he knows what he's doing, right?
Absolutely does, and he knows how to share it and teach it to the rest of us too. So we're headed in that direction. Yeah, I have a.
Well, being I'm so new that some of the stuff he said doesn't make sense.
Okay.
So when I go on the internet, because I've been gone all day.
Oh, okay.
And I checked a little bit out this morning. How do you have your email address?
My email address?
Yeah. When you tell people to contact you through your email.
Yes, I could do that. And
but see, my CS Light at SBC Global gets a lot of junk mail too.
Yes. I understand.
So I was thinking maybe I should go CSLight/ and then the name of the company. How do you say that?
Isagenix.
Isagenix.
Genix.
At att.net, you know. And I didn't know whether to put in the company name or what. What's your suggestion?
You mean if you want people to come to a different email address for the business than for your personal stuff?
Well, yeah, for them to come to, for me to put on my company card and everything else. If I put it under CS Light at SBC Global, it'll get thrown in with all my other junk mail, and I may miss something important.
Okay, yeah.
So if I have the different website to go to, then I'll keep it completely for the company information and everything else.
Uh-huh. I've never thought about that because I guess I check my email all the time today.
Well, I've got about 100,000 on my email, and
yeah.
You can tell I don't check mine that much.
Uh-huh.
If I had a special email, I would check that regularly.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well,
what's your thinking on that?
I don't know. I've never encountered that question before. But I think that's a personal thing. If you want to give that one out for your business, and if you know how to set up another email, that would be fine.
Is that okay?
I'm sure it's fine. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because most people are normal. I'm not.
Well, being other than normal is probably a good thing. That might make you really successful and stand out.
Sometimes I was listening to him, and I was agreeing with everything he said, but I couldn't quite understand. I mean, because I've got a lot of cards.
Uh-huh.
And then I thought about making up some sort of a thing, and like you guys were telling me, what's in each package. So I have it all printed off, and like if I said I want vanilla or chocolate or strawberry, I would circle the vanilla, you know, like on the candy bar. Let's say on the shake I want vanilla, and I put one vanilla, two strawberry, and one chocolate. And then on the candy bars, I'd put down whether they wanted them in or whatever. And that way, I would sound like I knew what was going on.
Sure. Wow, I just thought of this. Now, I sent you a package today with some brochures. And
yeah.
I wish I would have put in some order forms in there because that has all the packages on it. And on the back side, like when I enrolled you yesterday, a place where you can circle all the different things that you need.
Oh, yeah, they charged me for shipping on my amount they took from me.
Really?
Yeah, $22.
Oh.
And I enrolled yesterday, and it was supposed to be free shipping.
You should have, and I thought on the order form that when I sent it in, it said free shipping.
No, I think it was $45 sales tax and $22 shipping.
Let me check on that, and I will...
You might check the email you sent me where it was all broke down.
Yeah.
I'm being charged for shipping again? I mean, why?
No, you shouldn't be. And I would be glad to call corporate and find out if they can subtract that if it really happened. Yeah, let me double check on that.
So, and if they can't, they can always take it off the next order, right?
I don't know how they would do that.
Well...
But I will surely check on that if you...
Nothing like me putting thorns in your side today, right?
That's okay. I'm there to make it right for you, so I will check on that for sure. I'm glad
I saw your picture, and what are you, Maya? What are you to me? Just one up?
Yes, I'm just...
Two up.
I'm your enroller.
You're my enroller, Mary.
Right.
And who's above you?
Actually, above me, and I want you to meet these two gals. Clara Regeer enrolled me, and Pat Lang, or Clara lives in Newton, and Pat Lang lives in Valley Center area off of 101st Street. She enrolled Clara.
Yeah.
Pat was enrolled by Roseanne. So.
So Roseanne's.
Really, four above me.
Who I talked to.
Yes, last night. Uh-huh.
Last night. Okay. Now, she's good.
Yes, she's good. She knows her stuff. She's been with it, and she's worked the business hard. She really knows how to teach well, too. So we'll probably have her involved with training us sometime over Zoom or something like that. So, yeah, sure.
She's the one that's in Corpus Christi.
Right.
It just moved away. It's still unpacking. Shame on her.
Yeah,
she should have waited a while to move. Are you the one that called me 6 months ago?
Has it been that long already?
Yeah, I think it was about 6 months. I think it was January, and I told you. That was when I hadn't had my heart surgery done that long, and I wasn't feeling good.
That could be.
So it's taken me about a year to get well.
Yeah, you said to call back later.
Yeah, you called me back, and I remembered you because you got such an unusual last name.
Oh, okay.
You know, it popped up on my... Because I don't answer my phone a lot on my landline because I've been getting a lot of weird calls from this one number, and I told them not to call back, and they keep calling back. And I'm going to have to get hold of the telephone company and find out what's going on and how can I block them from calling me anymore.
Well, I got your name because you had filled out some survey or something. and asking about a home-based business. And so your name was given to me with all your information on a lead call.
Oh, wow. Oh, well.
I'm excited about that, that some leads actually produce some really good people and customers. So.
Oh, that was what I was going to ask you. You said something. Now, let's say I get my two girlfriends enrolled. Do I get paid for enrolling either one of them?
Yes, you'll get paid for enrolling either just one, or if you enroll two, depending on their package, you get a double bonus on that if it's within the same week. Remember that Roseanne explained that a little bit yesterday?
She went over so much stuff that it just kind of all...
It was over an hour of stuff. I tell you what, I sent you an email today. I don't know if you...
I think July 4th, I saw some emails. I haven't really opened them up because I was going to change my email address before I really got into the company so that I wouldn't mingle my business with all my junk mail.
Okay. Okay. Now, this one I sent this afternoon, and I sent you a bunch of information with all the call numbers for, like, tonight's call and the others, so that, yeah, you want to separate that out and save that if you can, so that you, or may print it out maybe, so you have a copy of all those numbers.
Yeah, I probably will print it out.
Okay. And there's also, I referred you to iZamovie.com, which is where all those videos are that I sent you originally. And if you want to go to that link, there is under wealth creation, I mentioned this in the email, you can find that you share, they share, repeat, which is what Roseanne was talking about, how you share it with people and how you make money that way. So that would be helpful for you to watch.
Uh-huh.
So there's a lot of things that would be helpful on that website. So you find
there's so much to pack into my brain that...
I know. We don't want to overwhelm you either because we haven't even told you half of everything that you can do, but, yeah.
Oh, that's another thing I was going to ask you. Let's say that I get going, 6 months goes by, and I'm doing good.
Uh-huh.
Can I go out and go into, like, a senior citizen center?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can. There are places where people set up little booths or a table or something with samples, or just set up your package of. In fact, I would like for you to attend. Tim mentioned Sip and Sample. Do you remember him saying that?
Yeah, I remember that. You're going in and out.
Right. I am. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. You mentioned Sip and Sample. And I've had those at my house where I invite my neighbors in.
Uh-huh.
I set up kind of a display, and I play a video on my TV, why Isagenics or something like that, and share it with them, and then they can talk about it. And I don't pressure people, but sometimes I get people to enroll that way and join the business too, or just to use the products, either way. But that's what a Sip and Sample is, where you do it in your own home, or you could... like you said, in a senior center or something like that. And I would have
thought about getting the book and even getting a brochure, getting a couple of brochures, I don't know whether there's a cost or not, but putting it in a book. And you know, I could even put it in like a slide where you copy it and then you put it in a slide. And, you know, like this is what, you know, this and this and this. Because I've sold insurance, and I've gone to enough of the meetings where I know how to do it.
Uh-huh.
And I've been in sales so long, I'm not scared of anything.
Sure. Well, bless your heart. You've got the right right personality then to work this business, definitely, if you don't have fear. Because that's something I've had to overcome. And that's
the only fear is fear itself.
Oh, it is.
And, you know, I was listening to him say about when you get into this business, you really need to buy the products.
Uh-huh.
And that's like Zig Ziglar. He was talking to one of his friends, as back when Zig was selling pots and pans. And the guy says, well, I'm not doing very good. So Zig went to his house, and he saw him using, like, iron skillet and some other pot, some other. He says, well, that's why you have all this mixed match cookware. You don't believe in your product. You need to buy your own product and use it, and then that way you can believe in it.
Right, exactly.
And so that's, I figured that, you know, if I had the product and I was using it a couple of weeks, and people say, well, how's it doing to you? And I'd say, oh, yeah, I used to be dragging around, you know, dragging my tail behind me. And I, now I have to chase after it.
You've got the verbiage. Very good. Yeah. Well, I'm excited.
Well, you know, if you can laugh, let's see, how's that go? If you laugh, you laugh at yourself, people other laugh. You cry alone. That's it.
Uh-huh.
You laugh, other people laugh with you. But if you cry alone.
Yeah.
So I always laugh at myself, or I poke fun at myself, and people think, huh, what'd she just say? You know, I'll give them a brain fart or whatever, and they'll think, huh, what'd she just say? I went into one place selling, you know, the advertising, and he says, get out. And I, you know, a woman, you know, me, I can always come up with a dumb look. I said, well, is it something I did wrong? Oh, the guy last year, I'm mad at him and blah, blah, blah. I said, well, I said, would it have been better if I told you I was with the IRS? He looked at me and he laughed and he said, all right, tell me what you want. And I think he bought like a listing from me or something. But I could have left and he'd probably still been mad at the company.
Yeah.
So, you know, like the old saying goes, some will, some won't. So what? You can move on to the next one.
Yeah.
And, you know, like you, you know, I didn't go when I said I would and to get back with me because I know my health is very, very bad.
Uh-huh.
And I got some friends that are, my girlfriend's stomach is terrible. And I got a girlfriend living in Washington, and I've got this book, A Beast High. And I got people, and the nice thing about selling this product is I can call people in Wisconsin or Maine or California. Where selling insurance, I can only sell to Kansas unless I get licenses in these other states, and it's hardly worth it. But, and I got a lot of people's names. And I thought, well, write it down. I've got a lot of people's names already down up on the cards. I got the husband's name, the wife's name, if they got any kids, their address. And so I can print off a list with everybody that's got emails and email them.
Wow, that's great. You've got that.
And I figured, you know, 150 a week's probably about all I can handle anyway.
Uh-huh, right.
Until you get going good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I want to really get to know the products. And I won't go, well, duh, hold on, let me look. You know, because that, you know, and it don't matter if you're going along and you goof up. You're the only one that's going to know you're goofing up and they won't.
Right. There's just so much to know that I don't feel apologetic about saying I have to look it up, or I'll find out and let you know, if it doesn't.
Yeah, I'd rather say, well, I'm not for sure about that. Let me call you back. Like he said, you look it up and find out about it and then call him back. Because if you tell them, like, red is really blue and they find out that red is red,
right,
they'll think you're a liar and they won't even believe about you or your product.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah.
But I enjoy sales.
Well,
and when he, you know, like, I didn't realize he's a millionaire because you'd never know it talking to him.
But Tim, no, he's such a down-to-earth, wonderful guy. So, yeah, you'll meet him someday, and we may get him on a call with you sometime if you have questions or want to meet him. So,
yeah, he gave me the number, but I was concentrating on everything he said. And when he said that it's recorded, and I thought, well, I could go back and listen.
That's right.
Because he had a lot of stuff that, you know, if you listen and listen and listen. And on some of the stuff, I was planning on recording it, so I wouldn't have to be sitting at my computer all the time. You know, you can lay down and just concentrate
mm-hmm.
on what the tape is saying.
Yeah. Yeah, almost all of these calls are recorded so that you can look them up later and listen.
Oh, that's good. I didn't realize that.
And Roseanne was going to give you some of the sources where you can find them. We'll make sure you get that information if you don't know, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Some of it's on Facebook on those websites, and some of it's on the Isagenics.
Yeah, you're bleeding in and out.
Okay. I'm on, got you on speaker, so maybe not talking as clearly. I'll talk closer. But yeah, we'll get you information as you go. We don't want to overwhelm you. You should be getting your box. Let me know when it comes. I had it sent to FedEx to that.
Yeah, I told them today that to be expecting a box and to call me.
Very good. Very good.
Because so, I went and saw them today.
Okay.
Well, and they're used to me in my gray van.
Okay. So you get out.
I don't have anything delivered to my house anymore.
All right. But your mail comes to your house?
Yeah, my mail does.
Okay.
But my boxes and things like that don't.
Yeah. Well, I hope that manila envelope I sent today will get in your mailbox. Okay.
Well, I'm sure it will because I've got a large mailbox.
Very good. Excellent.
All right. Well, God be with you and thank you for all your help.
You bet. And feel free to ask for help anytime you need it. And
we'll that's what I was going to ask. This girl that he was talking about that may get this guy.
Uh-huh. Michelle.
She's been with the company 6 years, and she's got, what, 12,000?
DV points, yeah. That's business volume. They use that instead of dollars since it varies in different countries.
Oh, so that wasn't people.
A what?
See, I was thinking she had sold it to 12,000 people, whereas I think
that's BV, that's business volume.
Okay, is that pretty good?
Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah, and as Roseanne was telling you last night, if you get 600 on one side and 300 on the other, that amounts to one cycle or $54 worth. So when you have that much BV, of course, if she doesn't have it on the other side, I don't know if she's not balanced her team or not, then she probably hasn't cycled. But if she enrolls just one person, you know, that'll set it off, and then she'll get paid. So, yeah, it'll make sense later, maybe. It's a little hard to catch on to right now, but, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you girls will tell me what to do.
Yeah.
And all that junk.
We'd like to meet you personally sometime. Do you mind driving out to, say, Valley Center? Pat Lang sometimes does sip and samples at her house. It's real easy to find right off of I-35 north.
Oh, yeah, I don't mind driving because I used to drive all over the United States.
I knew you did. I didn't know if you're still comfortable doing that. But
yeah, I just get in my van and put it in cruise and go.
There you go. You're ready. Yeah, we'll invite you to an event where you can meet Pat and Clara, and of course Roseanne won't be here anymore. We miss her, but
oh, if you don't mind seeing an old lady with her pants falling off, because I'm still losing weight.
Well, good for you.
I lost, I think, about 84 pounds.
Really?
Yeah, I was in the hospital and lost about 40 pounds there.
Oh, my.
Because when you had heart surgery, you don't care if you eat anything or not.
Yeah, and you still want to lose some more, though, you said.
Oh, yeah, because when I broke my ankle, wasn't able to walk. I had to learn to walk again because I broke both bones.
Right, right.
Most people only break one or the other,
uh-huh.
And I broke both of them.
Oh,
and my doctor told me I had it operated on at Riverside. He said, don't you even think about walking on it.
Oh.
So I couldn't put any weight on my ankle or nothing. So I had to learn to walk again. And when it rained, see, I've still got metal in my ankle and screws in my ankle.
Wow.
And when it rains, that I limp more.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah.
But I still try to hurry, and I can't hurry because I get all out of breath like I did last night.
Yeah.
That's just normal.
Uh-huh.
People think I'm going to drop dead and die or something, but I just tell them not to worry about it. It's just normal.
Oh, wow.
So you hang in there, and God be with you, and thanks for, and I'll have to get on the website and check everything out.
Okay.
And download what I think is really important, you know, like those numbers and things like that.
Yeah.
Because I want to put them in a book where I can go right to it right away.
Right, you bet. Okay.
All right, you have a good one.
Thank you,
Carol.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, my goodness, that lady can talk.